I'd like you to turn, please, to Nehemiah.
请大家一起翻到尼希米记。
We're just going to read some verses throughout a few chapters.
我们只是来读几章的圣经。
Let's begin at the beginning, chapter 1, Nehemiah, verses 1 through 4.
我们先读第一章一到四节。
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. Now it happened in the month Chislev, in the 20th year, while I was in Susa, the capital, that Hanani, one of my brothers, and some men from Judah came, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped and had survived the captivity and about Jerusalem.
因西米记一章第一节，哈加利亚的儿子尼西米的言语如下。亚达薛西王二十年祭祀流月，我在苏山城的宫中。那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。
And they said to me, the remnant there in the province who survived the captivity are in great distress and reproach. And the wall of Jerusalem is broken down.And its gates are burned with fire.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
And when I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days. And I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣。悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷。
And then in chapter 2, verse 17,
然后翻到第二章的十七节。
He speaks to the remnant there in Jerusalem.
他向那些在耶路撒冷剩下的那些人来讲话。
Then I said to them, "You see the bad situation we are in. That Jerusalem is desolate, and its gates burned by fire. Come." Let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we will no longer be a reproach.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
I told them how the hand of my God had been favorable to me, and also about the king's words which he had spoken to me.Then they said, let us rise and build. And so they put their hands to the good work.
我告诉他们我们神施恩的手怎样帮助我并王对我所说的话他们就说我们起来建造吧于是他们奋勇做着善工。
And then chapter 4, verse 6.
然后来到第四章第六节。
So we built the wall, and the whole wall was joined together.To half its height, for the people had a mind to work.
这样我们修造城墙，城墙就都联络，高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
第六章第三节。
This is when the enemies came to him.
当那些仇敌来到他们面前。
So I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work and cannot come down from the wall. Why should the work stop?While I leave it and come down to you.
于是我差遣人去见他们说我现在办理大功不能下去焉能停工下去见你们呢
Verse 15
十五节
So the wall was completed on the 25th of the month Elul in 52 days. And when all of the enemies heard of it and all the nations surrounding us saw it, they lost their confidence.For they recognized that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God.
以路月二十五日，城墙修完了，共修了五十二天。我们一切仇敌周围的外邦人听见了，便惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见这工作完成是出乎我们的神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we come to you tonight. We're so thankful that you continue to strive with us to have mercy.For us, to keep us.
父王，我们来到你的面前，我们满心的欢喜，你也充满了感激，因为你一直在那里保守我们。
We come to the last moments of this calendar year.
我们来到今年的最后一天。
Very aware that you have been with us in the past.
我们清楚地知道你在过往一直与我们同在。
And believing that you will guide us all the way through.
我们也相信你会一直带我们到路中。
As we gather tonight, give us a heart.
当我们聚集在你面前，给我们一颗心。
Put Zion in our hearts.
把锡安放在我们的心上。
That we may know how to serve you faithfully in these last days.
我们可以知道在这末后的日子怎么样来忠心的侍奉。
You are the God, the great Lord.
你是神，你是那伟大的主。
And we want to be able to testify of your greatness not only with our mouths, but with the work visible upon this earth.
我们愿意来这里做见证，不仅仅是通过我们的口舌，也通过我们在这个地上所做的可见的功。
So help us, we do pray.
我们祈求帮你们，你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name，
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We have all confidence that Jesus said, "I will build my church."
我们在他面前，我们有这样的信心，因为耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
And also, we believe what Paul told us in Ephesians chapter 5.
我们也相信保罗在以弗所书第五章里面向我们说的
that he is even now perfecting his church.
他即使在现在也在完善他的教会。
We are partakers of a heavenly calling.
我们是同蒙天召的。
And we must consider Jesus our apostle and high priest.
我们必须在那里思想耶稣是我们的使者我们的大祭司。
He laid the foundation.
他建立了这个根基。
He is the foundation.
他就是那根基。
He's building upon it living stones.
他用活石在上面建造。
And he will put the top stone on the perfected church, his bride.
当教会完美的时候，他就要把房顶石放在他的头上，成为这个心腹。
This is a work that only God can do.
这只有神能做这样的工作。
Our Lord Jesus, he wants his bride.
我们的主，他在等候他的心腹。
When we talk about the Lord working among his people,
当我们想主在他的百姓里面做工。
Last night I shared some testimony of God's recovery work on the East Coast.
我昨天提到在东岸的神所做的恢复的工作。
Most of the American English speaking church knows nothing of this recovery work.
很多在这里说英文的那些教会，他们对这些一无所知。
But God is still working in the unseen through those principles and laws that our brother Sun spoke about.
但是主还是借着这些原则，借着这些律来在这里做工。
God will perfect His church.
他要把他的教会带到完全。
But if we can see something of those unseen things, of God's purpose in building, then we can cooperate with this perfecting process.
但是如果我们能够在那里看见所不能见的，看到他的旨意，我们就能参与到他这个做完美的工作的这个过程中。
We saw in the book of Acts and through the rest of the New Testament, the Lord Jesus building His church.
我们在《使徒行传》以至新约里面，我们都看见主在建造他的教会。
We saw the Lord Jesus in His church in Jerusalem, in Antioch, in Corinth, and other places.
我们看见主他在耶路撒冷，在安提阿，也在哥林多的教会。
The Lord was building His church.
主自己在建造他的教会。
He used apostles and prophets.
他在那里使用使徒和先知。
They laid the foundation of Jesus.
他们为主耶稣做打下根基。
And whenever you visited that company of believers, the church,
当那些人来到聚会的当中，
through these various brothers and sisters,
通过各种的弟兄姊妹们，
people could see Jesus.
人可以看见主。
As if he were still walking upon this earth.
好像他还在这个地上行走。
And so the church was in its original state.
所以教会好像还是在他以前的那种光景的里面。
And it was being perfected.
还是在那里被他建造完全。
But we know by the time of the book of Revelation.
所以当我们看到在启示录。
That there was problems in the church.
我们看见在教会里面出现了问题。
Now the church has never been perfect.
教会从来都不是完善的。
Neither in Jerusalem, nor in Antioch, nor in Ephesus. There was no perfect church.
无论是在耶路撒冷还是安提阿还是在以弗所没有那么完美的教会。
But there were churches with, when the people gathered, you could see the Lord Jesus.
但是当人聚在一起聚会的时候你可以看见主耶稣。
But we know that there's great enemies to the church and its perfection.
我们知道有仇敌来阻挡教会和他的完善。
Satan does not want Jesus to have a bride.
撒旦不需要，不想要主有一个心腹。
So we see even by the end of the first century, Satan attacking the church with false doctrine and all kinds of things.
我们看到了第一世纪末，撒旦就开始在那里用假的教条、教义来攻击教会。
We also know that the world is against the church and its perfection.
我们知道这个世界也在反对教会和它的完善。
So we find in the churches persecution from Jews, persecution from the Roman government, persecution on many different hands.
我们看见教会在那里受各种各样的逼迫，或者从犹太人来，或者从罗马的政府。
But the greatest enemy to the church's perfecting was the human flesh of brothers and sisters.
但是对阻挡教会成为完全的最大的阻力是弟兄姊妹们中间的这个肉体。
Some brothers wanted to build doctrines according to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
有些弟兄们他想根据这个分别善恶树来建立一些教条。
Some brethren became proud.
有些弟兄们他们就高傲起来。
They became ambitious and seized the life power of the church.
他们就在那里有野心，他们抓住了这个生命在教会里面的力量。
And after a while, the church began to lose its clear testimony of Jesus.
过了一阵子，教会就失去了耶稣基督的见证。
And much was added to the foundation of Jesus Christ.
有很多在这个根基的上面加了一些建造。
They invented certain practices called sacraments.
他们在这里发明了一些所谓的称为圣礼的这些事情。
And now you're no longer just saved by grace.
所以你不再是因信称义。
But you must practice these various sacraments.
你必须要来执行这些圣礼。
All kinds of human traditions came into the church.
所以一些这些传统就来到了这些教会的当中。
Until the church was losing its lampstand light of Jesus.
这些教会就逐渐流失了主耶稣的那个金灯台的地位。
But this has not stopped the Lord.
但是这个并没有阻止我们的主。
He comes to the church.
他来到教会的当中。
To recover and perfect his bride.
他在那里恢复，也使他的心腹得到完全。
And if the church is hesitant to respond to his calls.
如果教会还在那里有所犹豫的话。
Then the Lord looks for some who will hear his voice and obey.
主就在那里寻找一些能听见他话来顺服他的人。
He looks for some brothers and sisters who will overcome despite the trend downward of brothers and sisters.
他在那里可以找到，即使这个潮流在向下走，他也能找到一些弟兄姊妹们。
Now I'm not sure the Chinese words, but in English we have three different terminologies for God's working in the church.
在英文里面讲到主在神在教会的工作有三个方面，三个词。
We talk of reviving.
这里讲到复兴。
Now, what does reviving imply?
复兴指的是什么？
Reviving implies the church is okay, it just needs to be awakened.
这个复兴就是讲到这个教会还可以，它只是需要被苏醒。
Now, in my days as a Baptist pastor, I was a revivalist.
我当还是做浸信会牧师的时候，我是这样一个复兴家。
Now I knew that the Baptist was the best church.
我知道这个浸信会是最好的教会。
And Southern Baptist was even better.
这个南方浸信会更好。
But now if my church could just be revived.
如果我的教会能够被复兴的话。
People repent.
人都来悔改。
Love the Lord.
来更爱主。
Everything would be fine.
一切都会好。
So we kept preaching revival.
所以我们就在那里传复兴。
And sometimes churches get revived.
有时候教会也实在得了复兴。
But just like the people of God in the book of Judges, the church goes up in revival and down in backsliding, and up in revival and down in backsliding.
就像在《失司记》里面讲到，这些教会他们在复兴里面就升高，然后就退后，然后升高又退后。
Now many preachers sincerely around the world are pressing the church to revive, but it cannot stay revived.
很多传道人在那里来让要求教会来复兴，但是不能总是处于复兴的状态。
Now I stopped being a revivalist.
我后来就不再做一个复兴家。
When I became involved in the charismatic movement.
当我后来与这个灵恩运动参与到其中。
Because they believe in restoration.
他们在这里讲到恢复。
Now what's restoration?
这个恢复是什么意思?
Now that's different than revival.
和复兴是有一点区别。
Restoration believes That the problem is that the church has lost its scriptural offices.
恢复就讲到这个教会它已经失去了它作为这个圣经这个职事。
Now here's how you restore the church.
你就这样来恢复这样的一个教会。
The brothers and sisters get filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们就要被圣灵充满。
And the Lord raises up apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, like it says in the Bible.
主就在那里兴起教师、牧师，然后先知和使徒，就像在圣经里面讲。
So charismatics always have some apostle and some prophet, you know.
所以灵恩运动总是有一些使徒和先知。
Now we have the gifts.
你就看到有灵有恩赐。
Now we have the ministries restored.
然后你就看见这个职事被恢复。
But the church isn't perfected.
但是教会并没有得到完成。
How come?
怎么回事?
Why did the charismatic church get such revival and then go so crazy?
为什么这个灵恩运动它就得到这样的一个复兴，然后就好像看起来有点疯狂?
Now, I won't argue about the fact that many of them really love the Lord because I know they do.
我不想在这里争论，因为他们实在有些人确实的爱主。
But I don't know how much Christian television you have here on the West Coast.
但是我不知道你们在这个西岸你看了多少基督徒的电视。
But a lot of it is pretty crazy.
他们中间很多人你听起来很有点疯狂。
And you see the church doesn't come to perfection.
所以你也看见教会并没有成为完全。
Now I stopped being a restorationist.
所以我也不再作为这样一个恢复者。
When I saw God's purpose.
当我看见神的旨意。
Because when you see God's purpose for his church.
当你看见神在教会上他的定的旨意。
You immediately see.
你马上看见。
Man cannot do it.
人不能做。
Immediately you realize only God can recover his church.
你马上就能意识到只有神能够来恢复他的教会。
Now this third phrase, recovery, what does that mean?
第三个词讲到还原。
Do you have that word? Different from restoration, you have recovery.
这里讲到复兴、恢复和还原。
What's he saying, the same word every time? Has he been saying revival, revival, revival?
No, I was trying to come up with three different words.
But here's what recovery means.
这就是这个恢复式的意思。
If the church is going to be perfected,
如果教会要被成为完全的话,
you've got to rebuild from the ground up.
它需要从根基开始建起。
It's no good just filling people with the Holy Spirit.
如果只是单纯的让圣灵来把人来充满还不够。
Because if the new wine falls on an old wineskin, the old wineskin breaks.
因为当新酒装到旧酒囊里面，旧酒囊就破掉。
You see, something was wrong with the wineskin itself.
你就看见这个酒囊本身有一点问题。
You can't just revive an old wineskin.
你不能在这里来修补一个旧的酒囊。
You can't just restore a wineskin.
你不能在里缝补一个旧的酒囊。
And that's why this picture in the Old Testament of God's recovery of his temple in Jerusalem and the city of Jerusalem starts from the ground floor and starts all over again.
所以你就在那里看到在旧约里面神他在他的圣殿和他的城市都是从根基开始建起。
Now we know that Christ is the foundation.
我们知道基督是那个根基。
We know that Christ is the church itself.
我们知道基督也就是那教会。
But now how do you build that?
你怎样来建立?
If anybody here knows how you do it,
如果你们中间有人知道怎么做,
then you don't.
那么你们却不知道。
The only thing I can tell you,
我只能告诉你一件事,
is that anybody who's going to be involved in recovery has got to be enrolled in the school of Christ.
如果有人要参与到恢复的工作里面, 他必须要进到基督的学校里面。
That means I don't know what to do. Lord,What should I do?
那就是意味着你要说主，我不知道该如何行，主告诉我怎么做。
For many years I said, I know what to do. The Bible tells me, or my Baptist faith tells me, but it's not what God wanted to do.
很多年以来我一直说我知道怎么做，因为这个圣经告诉我，我这个浸信会的传统告诉我知道怎么做。
Now if you go to the school of Christ,
但是你如果来到基督的学校的里面,
not too many Christians have graduated from kindergarten yet.
很多基督徒还没有从这个幼稚园毕业呢。
But it's important that even we in kindergarten learn our lessons.
但是我们还是更重要的要进到幼稚园，我们来学我们的功课。
Now, if I said, how many of you are in the School of Christ? Everybody raise your hand. I know.
我在这里问你们有多少人在基督学校里面，你们都会把手举起来。
Well, how can you tell somebody who's in the School of Christ?
但是你怎么能看出来一个人在基督的学校里？
Now, if you look closely, you can tell.
如果你仔细看，你可以看出
来。Because anybody in the School of Christ knows that they are nothing.
因为在基督学校里的人都知道他们自己一无所有。
And Christ alone knows what he's doing.
只有基督知道该如何做。
And you can see that they are under the work of the cross.
你们可以看见他们是在十字架的工作之下。
Is there a restraint in your life?
在你的生活里面有没有这样的一个局限？
You know, a vision gives you restraint.
你知道这个意象带给你一个限制。
That vision surrounds you.
因为那个意象要包围你。
You're no longer free to do whatever you want.
你不是在那里有自由的可以做任何你愿意做的事情。
The vision is giving you some kind of parameters.
因为那个意象给你带来一些这些参数。
Those who are in the school of Christ.
那些在基督学校里的人。
Are not free to do or say whatever they want.
他们不是按照自己的意愿想说怎么说就怎么说想怎么做就怎么做。
There's a continual work of the cross in their life.
在那里有十字架在他们身上有个这样不断的工作。
Now last night I shared testimony of how wonderful it was to be part of a recovery on the East Coast.
在昨天晚上我在这里讲到作为这个复兴的这个一部分是多么重要。
And just to flesh out what Zerubbabel and Joshua were like, I mentioned three brothers.
我在那里为了让这个耶路巴伯和耶稣亚他们的工作更丰满，我就举了三个弟兄的例子。
Brother Sparks，
讲到史百克弟兄。
Brother Stephen Kong，
江弟兄。
Brother Lance Lambert，
和兰培德弟兄。
I know they're just human beings。
我知道他们只是人。
I know they were all in the school of Christ。
我也知道他们还是在基督的学校里面。
And none of them have graduated yet。
他们每个人都还没有毕业。
And I know the Lord had to work a deep.Work of the cross in their lives.
我也知道主要借着十字架的工作在他们身上动很深的工作。
Listen, you may not know the background of somebody's life.
你也许不知道一个人的生活的他的背景。
But if the Lord greatly uses someone,
但是如果主大用一个人，
you can rest assured the Lord has dealt deeply in their lives.
你可以肯定神对他们身上有很深的对付。
Those three brothers spent a lifetime being dealt with by the Lord.
这三个弟兄的一生都来接受主的对付。
And so that's why they could go to a place like even the East Coast of the United States and bring recovering life because they could show us Jesus.
这就是他们可以即使就算到东海岸也能带来生命的复兴，因为他们要把基督的生命带进来。
Now what do you think about the church?
你们看教会怎么看？
What do you think of its condition today?
你们觉得教会的光景如何？
You think it's pretty good?
你觉得是不是还挺好？
Maybe just needs a little pumping up, a little reviving.
也许只是需要一点点的激励，一点点的这个支持。
I got tired of pumping that Baptist church. It just didn't go anywhere.
我已经在那里为了在为这个浸信会加进，我已经很疲劳了。
I'd pump it up with air, but there was a hole in the tire. It just.
我在那里不停的给他打气，但是他的那个轮胎上有一个孔。
And after in the charismatic movement, I saw the Holy Ghost come down and many gifts and operations and great ministries. Church was not perfected.
你看，在那个灵恩运动来的时候，我看见有很多的恩赐降下来，有很多的运动，很多的操作，但是你看见教会并没有得到完全。
I believe, even in this late hour, the Lord is starting from scratch and teaching us how to be His church.
我知道在就算现在神也主也要重新开始让我们知道怎么样成为他的教会。
Now, if you don't agree with that, then you won't see the picture before us with Nehemiah here tonight.
如果你不同意的话你就不能看见今天晚上尼希米的这个图像。
Last night, as we introduced this matter of this tremendous recovery from the ground up of the house of God that had been destroyed,
我们昨天晚上讲到神的圣殿被毁坏以后又怎样从根基开始建起。
There's three watchwords from the prophet Zechariah who was a prophet in the recovery.
在那里有看见撒加利亚这个先知作为复兴的先知他有三个词。
And it speaks to how the Lord recovered his house.
他就讲到主怎么样来恢复他的教他的殿。
The first is this: not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
他说不是靠势力，也不是靠才能，乃是靠我的灵方能成事。
It is the Spirit of God that will recover His church.
是神的灵来恢复他的教会。
Second watchword.
第二个词。
Zerubbabel laid the foundation of the house. Zerubbabel will set the top stone with grace, grace to it.
所罗巴伯立了这个殿的根基，他也要把房顶石放在这个殿上，让你们看见恩惠恩惠。
And then he says, "For who despises the day of small things?"
是谁藐视这小的事情呢？
This is the recovery work.
这是恢复的工作。
Zerubbabel, a son of David.
所罗巴伯是大卫的后裔。
There was something in his heart.
在他的心里面。
He was willing to sacrifice all.
他愿意把一切都放下。
Because he had a heart like David.
因为他像大卫一样有这样的一颗心。
Our brother David shared today about David.
我们的大卫弟兄他交通到大卫。
I hope that doesn't confuse you.
我盼望这样不会让你变得很混淆。
But there's something that goes back in David's history through the line of Judah.
但是在大卫他从这个从犹大开始这一脉相传下来。
And so also from David forward you see the same propensities.
然后你从大卫往前看他的后代有同样的一个特性。
So we're not surprised.
所以我们并没有吃惊。
When David became king,
当大卫成为王的时候
What's the first thing he did?
他做的第一件事是什么
We gotta take Zion. God needs a city.
他说我们要攻占西安，因为神需要这个城市。
And number two,
第二件事
We gotta bring the ark to Jerusalem, God's city.
我们要把约柜带回耶路撒冷，带回到神的城里。
And the third thing in David's heart,
第三件在大卫心里的
We gotta build God a house.
我们要为神建一个殿。
Now, the Lord didn't allow David to, but Solomon.
但是神没有允许大卫建这个殿，而是让所罗门来建。
But that was David's heart.
但是那这是大卫的心。
Now go down through the generations and you come to Zerubbabel. He's a son of David.
在又过了好多代，然后来到所罗巴伯，他是大卫的后裔。
And he took the cross.
他背起了十字架。
He forsook his royal life back in Babylon.
他把他在巴比伦所过的帝王的生活，他都放下。
Faced the dangers of the wilderness to go back to Jerusalem.
他回到耶路撒冷要重新面对旷野的危险。
Why would a man do that?
为什么这个人要这样做?
A man in Trump's position.
在像Trump这样的一个人。
You know, in Babylon, you get a manicure every Saturday.
在巴比伦他每个星期六都去做一个美甲。
It's because he had the heart of David in him.
因为他心里面有一个大卫的心。
I will not sleep. I cannot rest until God has his house.
说在神有他的殿以前，我不能睡觉，我也不能安息。
So you see, when we're talking about recovery, we're talking about something in the heart.
当我们讲到复兴的恢复的时候，我们讲到心里的事情。
Not a doctrine.
不是一个教条。
What's in your heart?
你的心里面是什么？
Let me put it to you simply.
让我这么简单的说。
Are you willing to lay down your life for God's house?
你愿不愿意为神的殿来舍弃你的生命？
We'll see that Nehemiah did that in a very practical way.
我们看尼希米在这里做了一个很实际的一个工作。
But along with Zerubbabel came Jeshua the high priest.
和所罗巴伯在一起来了耶稣雅。
I think by now you know something about priests.
我想到了现在你们知道一些关于这个祭司的事情。
Just like Judah has certain tendencies like David.
就像犹大和大卫有一点相似。
Priests have certain tendencies.
祭司他们也有一点倾向。
And what are those?
有什么倾向?
They love holiness.
他们热爱圣洁。
And they love the details of holiness.
他们也在那喜爱这个圣洁的细节。
Now, how many of you have memorized the details of the temple that Ezekiel saw in Ezekiel chapters 40, 41, 42, 43, 44?
你们有多少人在那里 记下来这个以西结他在40一直到46章讲到这个新的这个殿的这个细节
Now I guess I should go back and count how many details are in that picture.
我想我要回去在数算里面有多少的细节
Ezekiel knew the significance of every cubit and every cubbyhole in that temple.
以西结在那里对他的每一寸每一肘的那个细节他都知道
Now, you don't go back to Jerusalem and build the house of God and say, just make it about 15 feet high and as wide as we have material.
你不是回到这个耶路撒冷，你说建一个殿50尺高，然后有多少材料就建多大。
Now for young people, I call Zerubbabel Bubba. So Bubba goes back to Jerusalem.
对年轻人来讲，我叫这个耶路巴伯巴伯。
And Bubba,
他回到耶路撒冷。
Bubba says, "In the name of Jehovah, we're going to build this house."
他说，在以奉主的名，我们要建这个殿。
Now that's like a husband saying something, and then the wife has to do all the details.
他就像一个丈夫说了一些话，他的妻子就要做所有的细活。
Joshua did all the details to get this house built and furnished and cleaned and proper, just the right way.
耶稣亚就在那里把所有的细节都来贯彻，他来把这个一点点的做，然后把家具放进去，然后擦得很干净。
Why does a priest have such a heart for holiness and for order and detail?
为什么一个祭司他有一颗心来关注这些细节？
Because they know their God is a holy God and a God of order, and if everything is set up, the Shekinah glory will come down on his house.
他们知道神是一个圣洁的神，当你也是有秩序的神，当你把一切都放得井井有条，神的荣耀就降在这个圣殿的里面。
And then people can fellowship with the Lord and feast in the Lord's house once again.
然后人就可以和神有交通，可以在神的殿里面，可以在那里过节。
Now we can't say anything more about the two of them except to notice one thing.
我们对于他们两个人，我们不能说更多，但是我们注意一件事情。
In God's recovery work, He always uses a combo of a couple of people.
在神做复兴的恢复的工作的时候，总是用两的人。
So just like Bubba and Joshua,
所罗巴伯和耶稣亚
you have Nehemiah and Ezra.
你看，有耶西米和以斯拉
，or Moses and Aaron，
摩西和亚伦
，or Elijah and Elisha，
有以利亚和以利沙
，or Haggai and Zechariah，
西西加和哈该和撒加利亚
，or Hezekiah and Isaiah，
西西加和以赛亚
，or Jeremiah and Josiah，
和耶利米和约书亚
，or Peter and John，
彼得和约翰。
Or Paul and Silas.
保罗和希拉。
Now isn't that wonderful?
是不是很美丽？
Because man, as an individual, cannot build the church.
因为人一个一个的不能来建造教会。
And this constant recurrence of a combination of people doing the work speaks of the corporate nature of recovery.
在里你看见这个两两他们做这件事情就看见这个恢复的工作是一个团体的工作。
So all of these men and women together recover the church.
这些男男女女在一起，他们来恢复教会。
Now tonight we come to Nehemiah.
我们今天晚上我们来到尼希米记。
There's something in Nehemiah that's very precious.
在尼希米身上有一件很宝贵的事情。
You know, Nehemiah came about a generation after.They built the house.
你知道尼希米是在他们建了圣殿以后又过了一代的。
The temple was built.
圣殿已经被建立起来。
Nehemiah came the next generation.
尼希米就又过了一代。
We find something interesting.
我们看见一件很有趣的事情。
Nehemiah went back to rebuild the city walls and gates around the house.
尼希米他回去要建造城墙来环绕这个圣殿。
Now this was just not his burden.It was the Lord's burden.
这不仅仅是他的负担，也是主的负担。
Now the Lord wants His house.
神愿意有他的圣殿。
We often say that the church is the house of God.
我们经常说教会是神的家，神的殿。
Some of you even have some assemblies named House of God.
你们中间有一些你们的教会就叫神的家，神的殿。
Well, I hope it is.
我盼望确实是这样子。
But in any case,
无论如何
，the Lord wants His house.
神愿意要他的圣殿
He wants to dwell among men.
因为他愿意居住在人的中间
He wants a place of worship.
他愿意有一个地方来得到敬拜
He wants his house to be a house of prayer.
他愿意他的殿成为祷告的殿
But the Lord doesn't only want a house.
但是主他不仅仅只是要一个殿
He wants a city.
他也愿意要一个城
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思
Nehemiah came burdened for Zion.
尼希米他来他的心灵的负担是西安
What is Zion?
西安是什么?
It's the testimony to the world of God's existence and throne.
是神的同在和他的宝座向这个世界来彰显的一个见证。
The psalmist said, Zion should be the joy of the whole earth.
诗篇里面讲到西安应该成为全地的喜乐。
With its lampstand in the middle of the house of God, it shines, and all the nations are drawn to this Zion, this Jerusalem.
在圣殿里面，神的灯，然后那个光照出来，让所有的民国、所有的民都被吸引到神的殿耶路撒冷。
So God wants this identifiable testimony on earth of God's people.
神愿意在那里有一个你可以一眼就可以认识到的神百姓的一个见证。
And so Nehemiah had this burden.
所以尼希米就有这样的负担。
Now Zerubbabel and Joshua, enabled by God's power, the house of God to be built.
所罗巴伯和耶稣亚他们因着神的能力就把神的殿建了起来。
But now to build the city walls and gates, it takes other men.
但是如果要建这个城，它的墙和它的门，你需要别的人。
Other giftings.
有别的恩赐。
Other manifestations of the Lord.
在是主的另外一方面的彰显。
And what is Nehemiah representing to us?
尼希米在这里代表的是什么？
Pastors and teachers.
他代表的是牧师和教师。
You know, apostles can lay the foundation, but the church is perfected by the ministry of pastors and teachers.
虽然使徒在那里能打下根基，但是教会要借着教师和牧师来成为完全。
Now these men need to know the Lord Jesus.
这些人他们要认识主耶稣。
As it says in Ephesians chapter 1, they need a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus.
就像在以弗所书第一章里面讲到，他们需要有在认识神的这个启示和智慧。
The wisdom of God is practically worked out through pastors and teachers.
神他的智慧是由牧师和教师来很实际的带出来。
We know in Ephesians 4 when these different ministries are listed.
我们知道在以弗所书第四章提到这些不同的职事。
They are all gifts of the Lord Jesus.
他们都是主他的恩赐。
They are manifestations of the Lord Jesus.
他们也是主他的表明。
Tonight we're going to look at Nehemiah as a Pastor Shepherd.
我们今天晚上要看尼希米作为一个牧师，一个牧羊人。
And then I won't be able to speak to you until next year.
然后我就直到下一年我才能跟你们再讲。
If you can still remember, I will speak on Ezra as a teacher.
如果你们还记得，我会再讲到以斯拉作为一个教师。
Now you all know from Ephesians 4 that pastors and teachers are not separated; they actually go together.
如果你记得在以弗所书讲到教师和牧师他们在一起，并不是分开的。
And God wants such shepherds.
神也要有这样的牧人。
Now I want to make this clear. I'm sure you all realize this.
我愿意让这个很明白，你们也要认识到。
When we say that shepherds are necessary to recover the city and the testimony of Zion.
如果我们讲到这个牧师是对于这个锡安的恢复。和他的见证有必是必要的话。
When we say pastors, we're not talking about professional pastors as in today's many churches.
当我们讲到牧师，我们不是像今天这些教会那些职业的牧师。
Now I was a Baptist pastor.
我以前是浸信会的牧师。
And everybody would call me Pastor Dana. Hi, Pastor Dana. How you doing, Pastor Dana?
他们都叫我 Dana 牧师 ，Dana 牧师，你怎么样
？That was my title.
因为这是我的头衔。
But I wasn't even a pastor.
我根本就不是一个牧师。
I mean, by gift, I wasn't a pastor.
因为按照恩赐，我不是一个牧师。
But that's the only name you call the professional head guy at the Baptist church.
但是只是你在一个浸信会的，你只能叫那个当头的那个人，你只能给他叫这样的一个名字。
Nobody ever said, "Hey, this is Evangelist Dana."
他们不说这是传道的 Dana.
But maybe I was more evangelist than a pastor.
也许我传福音更多。多于牧师。
No, they only had one category.
但是他们只有一个范畴。
I mean, you had evangelists, but they had to travel with a Cadillac and have a tent and different things.
但是你当然也有那些传福音的，他们要开着卡迪拉克的车，他们也带着一个帐篷。
In order for God to recover His church to perfection,
为了让神能让他的教会能够恢复到完全
，He needs brothers and sisters.
他需要有弟兄姊妹们。
Who manifest the heart of Jesus, the good shepherd.
他们能够来把主耶稣他作为一个好牧人这件事情来彰显出来。
This isn't just for a few people.
这不只是几个人。
This recovery requires every brother and sister shepherding somebody.
需要每一个弟兄姊妹都来牧养别人。
And we'll see how Nehemiah is an example of this.
我们看尼希米如何做这样的一个榜样。
Now, before we begin to talk about it,
我们开始讲以前。
Let me make a statement.
我在这里做一个宣告。
The cross of a shepherd is his sheep.
这个牧羊人他要背的十字架就是他的羊。
Now, you know, the Lord puts the cross on our lives and deals with us.
我们知道主把十字架放在我们的身上也来对付我们。
He deals with our flesh and all kinds of things.
他来对付我们的肉体和一切的。
But if you're a shepherd, your cross is the sheep that you take care of.
如果你是牧羊人的话，你的十要背的十字架就是你要照顾的那些羊。
The good shepherd says, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep.
因为那个好牧羊人说，好牧人为羊舍命。
God's kingdom can't be advanced unless we have shepherds. Who were shepherds in the Old Testament?
神的国不能向前，除非我们有牧羊人。在旧约里面，谁是那些牧羊人
？I'll name three right away.
我可以给你们三个名字
：Abraham，
亚伯拉罕
；Moses，
摩西
；David，
大卫。
Did they build the kingdom？
他们建了没有？建了国度
？Because you have to have a shepherd's heart.
你必须要有一个牧羊人的心。
Nehemiah had a shepherd's heart.
尼希米有一个牧人的心。
Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们翻到彼得前书第五章。
Where Peter, the fisherman.Talks about being a shepherd.
彼得他作为一个渔夫，他在里却讲到牧人。
Now you remember Jesus changed his vocation.
我们知道耶稣改变了他的职业。
He used to be a fisherman.
他曾经是一个渔夫。
Peter liked fishing.
彼得也喜欢打鱼。
He had fish on his hands.
他手上都有鱼。
But Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep."
但是主跟他说，你要照顾我的羊，照顾我的小羊，你要照顾我的羊。
And we see in 1 Peter chapter 5,
我们也看见彼得前书第五章
Peter talking to the elders and the shepherds.
他向那些长老和牧人讲话。
Now therefore I exhort you, the elders among you, as your fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
我这做长老做基督受苦的见证同享后来所要显现之荣耀的
Now why does he mention that?
他为什么要这样说
He's talking to a number of saints who didn't see Jesus dying on the cross
他跟那些人没有看见耶稣在十字架上死的事情
But they've understood the sufferings of Jesus for our sake
但是他们认识到主为我们来受苦
And he's making this very applicable to them
他也使这个很能够适用到他们的身上。
Have you seen the sufferings of Jesus?
你有没有看见耶稣的受苦
？How he tended the lambs.
他怎样在那里照顾他的羊
？How he cared for the disciples.
他在那里为照顾他的门徒。
And the sick and the broken.
那些有病的和那些有残疾的。
You cannot be a shepherd.
你不能成为一个牧人。
Until you've seen Jesus suffering for your sake.
只当你看见耶稣为你来受苦。
Until you've received the call and say, "Yes, Lord, I'm willing to suffer for the sake of the sheep."
如果你在那里还没有说主，我愿意为你受苦。
Now he's not only a witness of the sufferings of Christ; he's also a partaker of the glory.
他不仅是耶稣受苦的见证，他也是一个同享荣耀的。
Now listen to what he says.
我们来听他讲。
Exercise oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily.According to the will of God, not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving examples to the flock.
我要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按照神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意；也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们没有。
Now, you know, today we have many so-called shepherds, and all they do is lord it over the sheep.
我们今天有很多所谓的牧人，他们所做的就是辖制群羊。
But let's listen to the definitions of a shepherd according to Christ.
我们来听一听按照基督所给牧人下的定义。
You are willing to take your cross and suffer for the sake of the sheep.
你愿意背起你的十字架为羊的缘故你来受苦。
And you are a shepherd,Because you are from among the sheep.
你是一个牧人，因为你是从羊里面成长起来的。
Now this is the difference between, like, let's say, an apostle and a shepherd. I mean, in one sense.
这就在，不论是使者或者使徒或者是牧人，他们都是一样的。
David was a good shepherd.
大卫是一个好的牧人。
He learned among the sheep.
他是跟羊在一起来学会做牧人。
And when David became a leader of men,
当大卫成为人的领导
men really followed his leadership.
那些人都实在来跟随他的领导。
Why?
为什么？
Because he was one of them.
因为他是他们中间的一个。
A shepherd, whether a brother or a sister is shepherding, you must be one of them.
如果你要成为一个牧养弟兄姊妹的，你必须是他们中间的一位。
And you must be willing to lay down your life for the sheep.
你也必须要愿意为着他们来 舍命。
Jesus is a good shepherd.
耶稣也是一个好牧人。
What does he say?
他怎么说？
A shepherd should be a door for the sheep.
这些一个牧人要成为羊的门。
Now if you ever go out to Israel,
如果你们到以色列去过，
you can occasionally see a stone fold that keeps the sheep.
你可能看见有一个石头做的一个羊圈。
And if you see one of the more ancient folds for the sheep,
你如果看见一个比较古老一点的羊圈，
you think it's a little strange,
你看起来有点奇怪。
That there's no door,
没有门。
There's a hole,
只是有一个洞。
But there's no door,
但是你看不到门。
So the shepherd leads the sheep in,
所以牧人就把羊带进来。
Now it makes it easy for the wolves to come and eat whoever they want because they're stuck inside.
很容易让这个狼进来，因为这些羊被圈在里面。
But in Israel,
但是在以色列，
the shepherd lays down in the doorway.
这个牧人他在那里建了一个门。
He is the door of the sheep.
他就是这个，他躺在这个成为这样的一个门。
The wolf is going to have to go through him before he can get to the sheep.
这个羊必须要经过他才能摸到这些，狼经过他才能摸到羊。
Oh, so good when you have a shepherd who protects.
实在你有一个牧人来保护你实在 很好。
Of course, the shepherd has to lead.
当然牧人他还要总是要离开的。
Now, you know, I wish every brother and sister were a shepherd, but most of them are just sheep.
我们知道很多弟兄姊妹们要做牧人但是他们只是羊而已。
And they get afraid, and they lose their way, and sometimes they lack faith.
他们害怕他们可能会走迷他们也失掉他们的信心。
Oh, how gentle a shepherd we need.
我们需要一个怎样一个温柔的一个牧人。
The sheep don't need to be hit, they just need to be helped.
这些羊你不需要来打他们你只需要来帮助他们。
And the shepherd has a heart to lay down his life for the sheep.
因为牧人他有一颗心为他的羊舍命。
But a special reason for a shepherd is they keep the sheep in order.
他牧人要做的一件很特殊的事情就是要让羊有一个秩序。
Now, you know, for God to perfect his church, there's got to be some order.
知道神要让他的教会成为完全必须有秩序。
Shepherds need to bring order to the sheep.
牧人要把秩序带给羊。
We're studying the Old Testament right now back in New York.
我们在东部的纽约我们在学旧约。
And it's very quick. Each night I take one book.
每天晚上我们都查 一卷圣经。
So I know if Brother Wong did that, you'd be there at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I try to make it real quick. You know?
如果是王弟兄的话，你必须你可能要花做到早晨两点，但是我做得很快。
So we came to Numbers.
我们来到民数记。
And I asked the saints this question.
我就问这些圣徒们这个问题。
Why do we need the book of Numbers? Should be just 4 books.
为什么需要有民数记四卷书就够了
？Genesis, God chooses Abraham.
在创世纪神拣选亚伯拉罕
Exodus God saves his people in the Passover
出埃及记神就救赎他的百姓
Leviticus God gives them the law
利未记神把律法给了以色列人
Now we should be able to jump right to Deuteronomy
我们可以直接跳到申命记
And we get ready to go into the promised land
我们就可以到应许地去了
Why do we need book of Numbers
我们为什么需要民数记
Have you read the book of Numbers
你们有没有读过民数记
There's a lot of chapters that sayAnd Shaphan had 12 children by Zenad. And Zigad had just numbers and names and census taking. And gives me a headache.
然后有很多地方就讲到这个人根据通过这个人有了12个儿女然后在一大类大堆的这个人口普查的事情。
And of course, the book of Numbers is all about the children of Israel going through the wilderness.
但是他也提到神的百姓来经历这个旷野。
And they were strange sheep because they didn't go. They went murmur, 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 murmur.
他们是这个走迷的这些羊，因为他不是真的很有规律的这样做出一些声音。
And God had to discipline them.
神必须要管教他们。
But He was actually preparing them for the promised land.
但是神也在那里为他们来预备，让他们进应许地。
So I said, why do we need the book of Numbers?
所以我问为什么我们需要民数记。
Now here's why.
这样正是这样
的原因。Now God had a problem.
神他有一个问题。
Now they built the tabernacle just the way God gave him the pattern.
他们是按照神给他们的样式建造会幕。
Now how are they going to get the tabernacle from Mount Sinai into the Promised Land?
他们怎样把会幕从西乃山搬到应许地？
Do we just pick any 10 guys, tell them to carry it? Just find the easiest road to take.
你是不是就挑十个人让他们找最容易走的路？
No, no, no.
当然不是。
How do we carry the house of God?
我们怎么样把神的殿背起来？
How careful are we with the order and the testimony?
我们怎样要为这个见证有做出一个秩序？
What was those census all about?
他这个人口普查到底是个什么意思？
Tribe of Judah, so many soldiers.
犹大支派有这么多军队。
Not only numbered the soldiers,
不仅在那里数算这些士兵。
Now I want you to be on the east side of the tabernacle, protect it.
还说到他们要在这个会幕的东面来保护会幕。
And each of the 12 tribes were numbered for their soldiers and set in a specific place. Why? So that the ark could go surrounded by its people.
十二个支派，每一个支派不仅他的人数被数算，而且他们被安排在这个会幕的周围，是为了让这个约柜可以这么有秩序地走到应许地区。
And there was even a census of the Levites, because they were on the inside circle to prepare, break down, serve at the tabernacle. So it was all done decently and in order. They were to go to the promised land.
甚至连利未人他们也被数算，因为他们要在会幕里面侍奉，他们要把它组装起来，要把它拆毁，他们都有秩序的来带到应许地区。
Now that's why we needed Moses to live 40 years as a shepherd.
所以我们就需要摩西做40年的牧羊人。
Because the people were used to going their own way. We all like sheep have gone astray.
因为每个人都是自己个人天行几路，我们都像羊迷失了几路。
Now the cloud lifts up, the trumpet blows, time to go.
当云彩升起来，号角吹响，就要出发了。
But the tribe of Dana says, no, we're getting our suntan today. We're going to lay out in this cot. It's not a good time to go.
然后我们的 Dana 弟兄就说，我要在这里晒日光浴，我还没有预备好要走出发。
And Mama Dana says, oh, I have a roast lamb in the oven. It's not ready yet. We can't go.
我们还有一个姊妹就说，我在这个烤箱里面还有一个烤的一个羊还没有烤好，我们不能走。
You know, God's children just can't go anywhere they want, whenever they want, wherever they want.
你看神的儿女并不是按照他们自己的意思，无论什么时候或者什么时机，他们想走就走。
If we're going to be a testimony,
如果我们要成为见证的话
，even walking through the wilderness of this world,
就算是在这个地上走旷野的路
，we need to be in our proper order.
我们也必须有一定的秩序。
And then the world looks and says, "That's the people of God."
当世界看我们，就说这是耶和华的军队。
Now, can you imagine what it would look like if instead of those tribes all squared off, we see a swarm of people like bees kind of there's no testimony.
当你如果看见那些支派他们都乱七八糟在这个走在一起像一群风那个蜜蜂一样就没有见证。
Now we need shepherds.
所以我们需要有牧人。
Because the house of God is in our midst.
因为神的殿在我们当中。
But we need order, definition.
所以我们需要有秩序，我们需要有一个定义。
And so that's what Nehemiah is all about.
这就是尼希米他的功用。
Now, actually, you know, this book is not really called Nehemiah.
其实你们知道这本书原来不叫尼希米记。
Now, what should I have said?
我说过什么
？I should have said, "Turn to Second Ezra."
我应该说翻到以斯拉后记后。
Because Ezra wrote both Ezra and Nehemiah.
因为以斯拉他写了以斯拉记和尼希米记。
And in the Hebrew Bible, it's all one scroll.
在希伯来圣经里面，他们只是一卷。
All done by Ezra.
都是以斯拉写的。
But in those first 8 chapters of Nehemiah.
但是尼希米记的前八章。
Ezra was never out to promote himself.
以斯拉没有出现来促销他自己。
How about the book Ezra?
以斯拉记又如何
？You don't even hear anybody named Ezra till chapter 7.
你直到第七章以前，你就根本连一个叫以斯拉的这个人名都没有看见。
He gives all the credit to Bubba and Jeshua.
他把所有的这个 所有的这个都给了交给了这个所罗巴伯。
He just comes in later on.
他自己只是后来才出现。
And at the beginning of 2 Ezra,
在这个第二以斯拉记后开始。
He takes 8 chapters,
讲到八章。
And he copies the journal of Nehemiah.
他在那里把尼希米的写的日志来附注附录下来。
Now, have you ever read such a book in your life?
你有没有在你的一生里面读过这样的一本书？
Now, we have a sister.
我们当中有一个姊妹在曼哈顿。
If I speak on a Sunday,
如果我在主日讲道的话，
and somebody comes to me on Monday and says, "Now, what was that third point you said? I can't remember."
有一个人就一定会来说，你讲的那个第三点是什么？我记不得了。
But we have a Chinese sister.
但是我们中间有一个中国的姊妹
，and she journals everything.
她把一切都记录下来。
I should just use her. I wish I could speak just to her, then use her notes.
我要向她说话，然后就用她的笔记就可以了。
Because her notes are better than my message.
因为她比我更懂我的这个信息。
I say, sister, come here. What was my third point? She says, well, it was a ba 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 ba.
然后我就问她姊妹，我的第三点讲的是什么？她就说你讲了这个，讲了这个。
And I say, you know, I never thought of it that way.
我就说我以前从来没有这样想过。
So I love brothers and sisters who journal and write stuff down. Even some of you tonight, you go, gus, 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 gus.
所以我就特别喜欢你们中间把那些抄笔记的那些弟兄姊妹们。
Now that was Nehemiah. He was a journaler.
所以那就是尼希米，他是把凡事都记录下来的。
And it's such a blessing because we get to see both his outward actions but his inner heart.
这实在是一个祝福，因为我们看见他外面的行动，我们也看见他里面的心。
That's for any shepherd in training in the school of Christ. Reading his journal is very good.
所以，如果你在基督学校里面，你要培训做牧人，你读他的日志非常有用。
Now, externally, you see Nehemiah, immediately you recognize some things.
如果你在外面，你看见尼希米，你马上就认识到一件事。
First, he was a man of faith.
首先，他是一个有信心的人。
He was decisive.
他是很有下决心的一个人。
Now we know he was a man of faith.
但是我们知道他是一个有信心的人。
Because he was the cupbearer.
因为他是那个酒政。
He always took the king's cup. He had to drink it before the king.
他总是把王的酒杯拿起来先喝了，然后再给王。
Dear God, have mercy, don't poison me.
他说喝之前，他说神啊，你有怜悯我，你不要让我中毒。
Now this man lived by faith.
这是个人，他以因信而活的人。
But he was a decisive man.
而且他也是有决心的人。
And when you're the cupbearer, you're actually very close to the king in importance.
如果你是酒政的话，你有一个很重要的地位，你很接近这个王。
You may be a servant, but it's kind of like Daniel. You know, you're like second in position.
虽然你还是一个仆人，但是你是一个很高的第二高的高位的人。
Now, when you read the whole journal, you see he was a diligent worker. That guy.Worked.
你如果念他的日志的话，你看见他是一个很勤勉的一个工作的人。
And you saw that he was a motivator of men.
你也看见他是能够在那里励志的一个人。
Just like David, when he said, "Let's go, men," they all said, "Okay, let's go right off the cliff."
他们就像大卫一样说，我们走，然后那些人就跟他走，然后就冲下到悬崖下面。
Something about Nehemiah, he was a man's man.
你看见尼希米，他就是一个能带动人的人。
We can see that outward life.
我们看见他外面的生命是这样子。
But you know why it was hard to go against what Nehemiah wanted?
你知道为什么你很难来阻挡尼希米所做的事吗？
Because he was an example to all the men.
因为他成为所有人的榜样。
Now I know that there's so-called pastors like I was when I was a Baptist.
我知道我们有很多所谓的牧师，就像我以前。
I said, now you should go out and witness to the lost.
所以我们说你要出去向那些人传福音。
Now you should give more money.
你应该要多更多的奉献。
Now you should get up early in the morning and pray.
你要很早起床，你要祷告。
Now I never did any of those things.
但我没有做这些事情。
But I told all the people what to do.
我自己没有做，我让人来这么做。
Because that's what a pastor does.
那就是牧师所要的做的。
No, 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 no.
不不不。
You don't say, go out and witness.
你做外出去做见证。
You take two guys and you go out witnessing with them and show them how to do it.
你带着两个人，你出去和他们一起做见证，你教他们怎么做。
When it comes to the offering, you're first up.
当你来到这个奉献这件事情上，你第一个来奉献。
When it comes to praying in the morning, you're first up.
当你要早晨起来祷告的时候，你第一个要这样做。
You get together with the brothers 6 o'clock in the morning down the coffee shop.
你和那些弟兄们，你到下面的咖啡馆，你们六点钟就在那里见面。
Ah, there's a shepherd.
那就是一个牧人。
Now you don't believe me, so let's look.
你们可能不相信我，我们来一起读。
Just one verse here, Nehemiah chapter 5.
我们看尼希米记第五章。
Now they start building the wall.
他们开始建那个城墙。
We just look at verse 14.
十四节。
Moreover, from the day that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year of the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes, for 12 years, neither I nor my kinsmen have eaten the governor's food.
自从我奉派做犹大地的省长，就是从亚达薛西王二十年直到三十二年，共十二年之久，我与我弟兄都没有吃省长的俸禄。
Verse 16.
十六节。
I also applied myself to the work on the wall. We did not buy any land.And all my servants were gathered there for the work.
并且我恒心修造城墙，并没有置买田地。我的仆人也都聚集在那里做工。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Moreover, there were at my table 150 people every day, and I fed them.
除了从四围外邦中来的犹太人以外，有犹太平民和官长150人在我席上吃饭。
Now, in the United States, we have pastors who say, "Oh, I'm so poor. Please give to the poor. Please give to the poor."
我们在美国有这样的牧师，他说：“我这样贫穷，请你们来施舍给我。”
But a real shepherd is a giver.
但是一个实在的一个牧人，他是一个往外拿的一个人。
I wonder Nehemiah can inspire men because he worked as hard as the rest of them, shoveling away and building those walls, carrying those stones.
难怪尼希米能够激励这些人跟他一起来使劲的工作，来搬这些搬运石头。
But when we look at the journal.
我们来看见他的日志。
We see something very wonderful.
我们看见一些很奇妙的事情。
He was practically spiritual, or spiritually practical.
他是很实际又属灵，他是带着一个属灵的实际。
We find in his journal.
我们在他的日志里面。
He never worked before praying.
他在祷告。他从来没有在祷告，没有祷告就去工作。
And he never prayed without working.
他也没有说祷告完了以后不去做工。
You know, one of the greatest excuses we have in the church is, "I'll pray about it."
我们中间在教会里面一个最大的一个借口就是说让我祷告祷告。
Which probably means I'm not going to do anything about it.
也许就是意思说我可能不会去做。
He never prayed without working.
他不从来没有说祷告了不做。
Practical spirituality
是他很实际的属灵生活。
He even prayed while he was talking to the king.
他甚至在和王讲话的时候，他也在祷告。
Look at chapter 2 and verse 4.
我们看第二章第四节。
Now the king said to me, "What would you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven, and then I said, "Please let me go back."
王问我说：“你要求什么？”于是我默祷天上的神，我对王说：“你让我回去吧。”
Now, how long do you think that prayer took?
你想这个样的祷告花了多长时间？
Did he say, "Wait just a second, King, and let me check my Bible. I think it's in Ezra somewhere"?
他有没有说王啊，你等一下，让我去翻一翻我的圣经《以斯拉记》？
Let me pray a couple of days.
让我花两天祷告。
He said, "Dear God, help me, sir. I need to go back to Jerusalem."
他说：“神啊，你帮助我，王，我要回耶路撒冷。”
You know, some of the worst prayers are the longest ones.
你知道那些一些最坏的一些祷告，就是那些很最长的祷告。
You remember the famous story about D.L. Moody, the evangelist?
你有没有听过这个穆迪弟兄这个来传福音的那个人
？And when he was in England, a brother got up and he began to pray, and he kept on praying, kept on praying.
他讲了一个故事，在英格兰有一个弟兄起来祷告，在那祷告都没完。
And finally, Brother Moody couldn't take it anymore, and he went up to the podium.
后来穆迪弟兄就实在受不了了，他就来到这个讲台上。
And he said, "While our brother finishes his prayer, let's sing hymn number 249."
他说，当我们让我们弟兄祷告完以前，我们就开始唱这个诗歌249首。
You know, not all good prayers are long prayers.
你知道，不是那些所有的好长的祷告都是好的祷告。
I think Nehemiah had about 3 seconds to figure out what he was going to say.
我想尼希米只是花了三秒钟就反应出来他要做什么事情。
But when you read the journal,
当你读他的日志
，you find he prayed daily.
你看见他每天都在祷告。
He prayed while he was working.
他在工作中祷告。
Sometimes he had a dialogue with the Lord.
有时候他与神直接有对话。
Now look at happened in Nehemiah chapter 5.
然后我们可以看第五章。
Now, how many of you know that shepherds can get mad at the sheep?
你们知不知道这个牧人有时候会为牧羊为羊而生气
？Now Nehemiah was working hard.
尼希米在那里很努力的工作。
But you know there were some rich people there.
在他们当中有一些这些富人。
They didn't have time to work.
他们没有时间来做工。
Because they were too busy making loans to the poor people and getting money back with interest.
因为他们在那里忙着把钱来借给那些穷人，然后拿利息。
When Nehemiah found out,
当尼希米发现这件事
he got angry.
他就在那里发怒。
Have you ever seen a shepherd blow his top?
你看见有没有看见一个牧人在那里大发
What did you do that for? Don't you know? Bah, 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 bah.
你为什么要做这个？你为什么要做这个？
You know, in the United States, there's a lot of preachers. I think they're very mad. Maybe they're mad at their wives. I don't know why.
你知道，在美国有很多传道人，他们总是很生气的样子。也许他们是对他们的太太不满。
But look at what it says in chapter 5, verse 6.
我们看第五章第六节。
Then I was very angry when I heard their outcry and their words.
我听见他们呼号说这些话便甚发怒。
So I yelled at them.
所以我就斥责他们。
No, no, it doesn't say that. No, no. What does it say? It says in the Hebrew, I consulted with myself.
在希伯来文里面他说我心里筹划。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
I said, Lord, these people are doing wrong. What should we do? And then after he consulted with the Lord, then he contended with these people and told them to stop.
当他在那里面跟主说话说主啊这些我觉得这些事情不对然后他完了以后就转过来跟这些人来争论斥责。
Another thing we see by reading the journal.
我们又看他的日志。
Sometimes he was silent and didn't say anything.
有时候他在那里沉默什么也不说。
Everybody could see he had a burden.
很多人都可以看见他有一个负担。
You know, the king saw he had a burden, right?
那个王都看见他心里面有一个负担。
He kept silent.
因为他在王面前静默。
He prayed.
他在那里祷告。
Waiting for the right moment.
在那里等那个合适的时机。
When he went to Jerusalem.
当他来到耶路撒冷。
He got on his horse. He went all the way around looking at the wall. And didn't say a word. Everybody wondered, what's he doing?
他骑着马绕着城转了几圈他什么也没有说别人都在想这个人在做什么。
But he was praying his way around. Lord, what should we do? Look at this.Oh, what should we do?
他在那里心里面向主祷告说：“主啊，我们应该怎么做？你看这些城墙应该怎么做？”
He was a man of prayer.
他是一个祷告的人。
And he also said, "Lord, I'm doing the best I can. Remember me and have mercy."
他也跟主说：“主啊，我在尽我所能，求你纪念我。”
How many of you know shepherds can make mistakes?
有多少牧人可以来容许做犯错
？How many of you know shepherds need discipline too?
你们知不知道牧人也需要？来管教。
You know, if you shepherd people, you need discipline.
如果你要来牧养别人，你也需要被管教。
David was a shepherd.
大卫是一个牧人。
When he brought the ark in the wrong way, he got discipline.
当他把这个约柜运过来，用错的方式运的时候，他受了管教。
If you're going to be a shepherd for the sake of the testimony of Jesus, then you will have to be ready to receive correction.
如果你想成为耶稣基督的见证的一个牧人，你必须要来预备接受这个更正。
Thank God, Nehemiah had Ezra.
感谢主，尼希米他有以斯拉的帮助，
correct him.
来更正他。
We need that.
我们需要有这样
的。The Lord often sets up a few men.
我们的主经常会为我们预备一些人
，so that they can shepherd and correct one another.
可以让他们一起可以来牧养，也可以更正。
And so we see these things by reading his journal.
我们就可以在他的日志里面看见这些事情。
But the most important thing I want to say is.
但是最重要的我要说的是。
What was the basis of his calling as a shepherd?
他被蒙召做牧人的基础根本是什么？
Was it his faith?
是不是他的信心？
His stature?
是不是他的成熟的角度？
His decisiveness?
还是他的决心？
His being a man's man?
是他能够激励人呢？
No, this is why he was called.In the recovery of Zion.
这是他被来呼召做这个西安的恢复的。
It's because the Lord could break his heart.
都不是这些原因，而是因为神要在那里破碎他的心。
His brother came and spoke to him while he was there in Susa.
当他在苏珊城的时候，他的弟兄来跟他讲。
He said, "Brother, how are the saints in Jerusalem?"
他问他的弟兄，他说：“弟兄，在。”耶路撒冷的圣徒们是什么样的
光景？He may have been doing this important job in Susa, but his heart was in Zion.
虽然他在苏珊城可以做这样的一个重要的工作，但是他的心是在西安。
Is your heart in Zion?
你的心有没有在西安？
Dear brothers,
弟兄们，
many of you need to learn how to be faithful shepherding, whether as young people or whatever age.
你们中间很多人，无论是年轻人或者无论你们年纪如何，你们都要学会忠心的做牧人。
But you're useless if you don't have a heart for Zion.
但是如果你们没有一颗像的西安的心的话，你们是
一无所有。If you don't see what God is after,
我们必须知道神他的心是向着什么。
Then you'll be a false shepherd.
如果你不这样，你就不会成为一个真正的牧人。
Now listen to this.
你这样，你听。
Hanani, Nehemiah's brother,
尼希米的兄弟哈拿尼
gave him this terrible report.
就把这个很可怕的一个光景来告诉他。
Now what did Hanani do after that?
哈拿尼告诉他以后做了什么？
He went back home.
他回家了。
He had business to do.
他在那里有生意要做。
It's hard to live in Babylon.
在巴比伦生活很不容易。
You got to take care of your own family.
你必须要照料你的家庭。
He saw the terrible condition in Zion.
他看见这个西安的可怕的光景。
But it didn't break his heart.
但是这并没有来破碎他的心。
When Nehemiah heard it,
当尼希米听见这件事，
it says he fell down.
他就在那里跌落下，跌倒。
He started crying.
他开始哭泣。
And he started fasting.
他开始禁食。
And he started praying.
他开始祷告。
Oh God, this is terrible.
神啊，这实在太可怕。
Look at the condition of God's people.
你看神百姓的光景。
Oh God, this is terrible.
神啊，这实在太可怕。
It's our fault. We sin. We're wrong.
是我们的过错，我们犯罪，我们是错的。
God, is there something I can do?
神有没有什么我可以做？
This was his calling.
这就是他的呼召。
Do you, when you really see the condition of God's church, does it break your heart? Or are you just a survivor and a selfish person?
当你看神教会的光景，你有没有伤心？还是你就是在那里过日子而已？
You know, today people are accusing the young generation of being completely selfish.
今天有人在那里指责这年轻的一代，说他们很自私。
Whatever they want.Is on their phone.
他们所要的都是在他们的手机的上面。
They actually prefer virtual reality to reality.
他们在那里喜欢这个虚拟的实际比实际更多。
They're completely selfish.
他们完全的自私。
But you know, that's pretty much everybody.
你知不知道所有人都是这样？
It's not just the young people.
并不是仅仅是年轻人。
You can only be a shepherd if you can.Care for somebody beyond yourself.
你如果你要做一个好牧人，你必须来关心你以外的人。
I tell you, when I see the condition of the church,
我跟你讲，当我看见教会的光景。
Now I mean the church around me.
是在我周边的这些教会。
And also the assembly in which I fellowship.
包括我聚会的这些教会。
When I really see.The spiritual shallowness of the people.
当我看见百姓他们属灵的这个肤浅
The selfishness, the smallness of their lives.
他们的自私和他们这个生活的这个虚小
It's heartbreaking.
实在伤我的心
Does the Lord really deserve a nest full of selfish, murmuring people?
我们的神，我们的主，他是不是他需要有这样的一个来自己发怨言的一个自私的一个百姓呢
Now I know it's like we're living in Babylon now.
我现在也知道我们是在巴比伦。
There's plenty of challenges in our life.
在我们的生命里面有很多的挑战。
But somewhere the Lord's looking for a broken heart.
但是在某个地方主在寻找一颗破碎的心。
Somebody who has a vision.That God wants to do something about this dreadful situation.
有一个人，他有这样的一颗心，他为这一个悲惨的光景要做什么事情
？Nehemiah, I'm sure he wanted Jerusalem to hear a good report.
尼希米他当然需要，他盼望听见关于耶路撒冷的好消息。
Maybe he thought of the stories of Jerusalem in its high days.
也许他想到耶路撒冷在他兴盛的时代。
You know, there was a time.When the Queen of Sheba came to Jerusalem, and she was overwhelmed by the presence of God among His people.
你记得在有一个年代，示巴女王她来到耶路撒冷，她被神的同在完完全全的征服了。
But then to hear that the people are in distress.
然后听到神的百姓过这悲惨的生活。
Now here's the temple, the house of God.
你看见那里有一个神的殿。
But it has no protection around it.
但是在他的周围没有任何的保护。
The young people are being snatched away by the wolves of the world one by one. There's no protection.
那些年轻人被世界世上的狼一个一个的捉去，没有任何的保护。
Nehemiah said something must be done.
尼希米就说一定要做一件事。
He heard the call of God to go back.
他听见神的呼召让他回去。
When he went back, he went around and looked and saw what needed to be done.
他回去以后，他就再绕着城墙转了几圈，然后要看有什么要做的。
And he had that practical wisdom that a shepherd needs.
他有一个牧人所需要的一个很实际的一个智慧。
Now he gathered the people together.
他把人召集在一起。
He says, "Brothers,"
他说弟兄们呐
"Jerusalem's in terrible condition."
耶路撒冷在一个很悲凉的光景里面。
But God has sent me back here.
但是神差遣我回来。
And the king has sent me a bunch of wood and equipment.
这个王也给我很多的木料和这个器皿。
And I have his permission by a paper to build the city.
我这里有他的诏书要重建这个城。
God blessed me and gave me this privilege.
神也给我这样的一个祝福，给我这样一个权利。
Will you build?
你要不要跟我一起建？
He said, "Let's build."
他说我们一起建。
Now he had practical wisdom.
他有很实际的智慧。
Not just a spirit of revelation, but of wisdom.
不只是一个启示的灵，而是有智慧。
Now a shepherd knows wisdom.
因为牧人要有智慧。
Now you've read the book of Nehemiah many times.
你可能读了尼希米记好多遍。
But here's my quiz.
我给你一个小测验。
Hey, you guys, get out your journals. Here's my quiz. One question.
你把你的笔记拿出来，我问你一个小问题。
Where does a shepherd start to rebuild the city?
这个牧人是从哪里开始建这个城的城墙的
？You gotta build the gates first.
你必须要建造城门，首先建造城门。
Isn't that interesting?
是不是很有意思?
First, he restored. I can only count in chapter 3, it has all the details.
在第三章有所有的细节。
I can only count 11 gates.
我只是算出来了有11个。
I don't know why I can't see the 12.
我不知道。
There were 12 gates in Jerusalem.
我不知道为什么没有找到第12个，在耶路撒冷有12个城门。
But he started at the gates.
但是他是从城门开始。
Now, what does that mean?
那是什么意思?
The gates needed repairing.
城门需要修补。
Because gates speak of authority.
因为城门是意味着权柄。
The men would sit in the gates.
因为把门的人。
They would be the authorities of the town.
他们是成为这个城的权柄。
When you have gates,
当你有城门的时候,
you have order.
你就有秩序。
You control the flow of what goes in and what comes out.
你在那里控制那些进去的、出来的。
The gates are a door of protection.
这些门是保护的一个门
，but also a door bringing in life，
也是把生命带进来的。
The shepherd teaches the sheep when to go out and when to come in，
因为牧人要教训他的羊什么时候出去，什么时候进来。
There must be gates，
必须要有城门。
The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church，
阴间的权势不能。
But the gates have to be built，
但是这个门一定要被先建立起来。
Practically, what does that mean？
实际上这是什么意思
？God needs men。With spiritual authority.
神需要有属灵权柄的人。
It's as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
Now, you know one reason I like to be here?
你知不知道我喜欢来这里的一个原因?
Now, we're singing the hymn tonight.
我们今天晚上唱的诗篇,诗歌。
It comes to the brother's verse.
然后当弟兄们来唱这个唱的时候。
The brothers sing louder than the sisters.
弟兄们比姊妹们唱的声音更高。
Now, that's very exceptional.
这和实在很例外。
Now, maybe you just have a lot of loud brothers. I don't know.
也许你们有很多能大声唱的一些弟兄，我不知道。
I think it's wonderful the brothers sing.
我实在觉得弟兄们唱实在很美好。
But God's looking for men of spiritual authority.
因为神在那里寻找有属灵权柄的。
Now, how do you have spiritual authority?
你怎么样才有属灵的权柄？
You learn it by submission.
你必须顺服来。
All those who have authority know what it's like to be under authority.
那些有权柄的人，他们知道怎么样在权柄以下。
You heard the soldier say that to Jesus.
你听过那个士兵跟主耶稣说吗
？And that was Jesus' explanation of why John the Baptist had authority, because he was under the authority of heaven.
这就是耶稣说到施浸约翰为什么有权柄，因为他是在伏在天的权柄下面。
Now that means brothers need to learn how to first serve And second, serve under submission.
这就是为什么弟兄们第一要学侍奉，第二要在顺服中侍奉。
Now we're very independent.
我们都很彼此独立。
I think I'm called to be a preacher.
我觉得我是要被呼召来出来传道。
Now don't tell me what to do.
你不要告诉我应该怎么做。
I'm not going to fold the chairs. I'm a preacher.
我不要在这里把这个椅子搬来搬去，因为我是一个传道者。
But anybody who learns authority starts by folding chairs.
每一个开始来学扶权柄的人都开始来摆椅子。
Now, you know, David has been picking at you guys for 2 days now.
你知道，彭弟兄他们在中跟你在这两天一直在跟我们来讲一些事情。
I'm only going to pick on you on this one thing.
我只是在你们中间来挑这么一件。
I don't think you let your young people serve God enough. They need to learn. How do we learn? Now, I tell you how I learned. Now, I may be the dumbest sheep around. But I learned by making a lot of mistakes and being corrected. Now, I took classes in seminary on pastors.
我是在这个圣经学院学做怎么样做牧师。
I learned nothing but theory.
我学在神学院学了什么都没学到，只学到一
些理论。And then when I went out to be a pastor,
然后我就出去做牧师。
And then I got sheep bit.
然后就羊就咬了我。
I just thought the sheep go bah bah. I didn't know really.
我觉得这些只是他们羊很坏，他们不一下就咬人。
It was my first experience being a shepherd.
那就是我做牧人的第一手的经历。
Now listen, young people need to learn how to serve and shepherd, even young people.
就算是年轻人也要学会来牧养。
I only say that because, you know, I've been around here on the West Coast with you all, with your brothers for more than 30 years.
我只是这样诚实的跟你们说，因为我在你们中间已经超过30年。
And it's only when I got over 60 years old you let me speak.
只有当我60岁以后，你们才允许我在这里讲道。
Every year I went to the conference, you threw me in Dana's Lion's Den, the young people.
每次我到西安特会，你们就把我扔到这个狮子坑里面和这些年轻人在一起。
Now, why am I saying this?
我为什么这样说？
Because many of you young people go off to college, and they give them opportunity to minister.
因为你年轻人，当你们从大学毕业以后，给你们这样的一个机会来。
And sometimes they leave the house of God because they have opportunity somewhere else.
有时候他们离开神的家，因为他们在别的地方有机会。
Now, also sometimes they do it because they get paid.
有时候他们那样做，因为他们是这样有给他们发工资。
But at least our brothers and sisters need to learn how to be a shepherd in the house of God.
但是至少弟兄们要在神的家里面学会怎么样要牧养。
So the gates needed to be rebuilt.
所以这个门城门要被重新建
立。If you don't have some men of spiritual authority,
如果你们中间没有属灵权柄的人
，Now let me stop.
我就停在这里。
I thank God for praying sisters.
我感谢神为着那些能祷告的姊妹们。
The house of God would collapse in 3 weeks without praying sisters.
如果教会里面没有能祷告的姊妹，教会在3个星期以内都会完全完全的崩溃。
But the city of God and its testimony needs men with spiritual authority.
但是神的城和他的见证需要有弟兄们，有着属灵权柄的弟兄们。
I don't mean carnal, fleshly, strong-willed men.
我不是指那些肉体很强的那些男人。
I mean broken men.
我是指的那些被破碎的人。
Who've been yoked to Jesus.
他们是和耶稣一起复
活。They're willing to receive correction.
他们愿意被更正。
And they stand absolutely with any Ezra or Nehemiah who's co-working building with them.
他们愿意和尼希米和以斯拉和任何愿意一起来同工来建造的人。
When we find men with spiritual authority, the gates of hell will not prevail against the city of God.
当我们看见有属灵权柄的人，我们就知道这个阴间的门，它的权柄不能胜过神的城。
But then having built the gates,
然后当他们建完这些城门,
next they built the wall.
然后他们开始建城墙。
Now again, you know, Nehemiah is pretty smart.
知道尼希米其实很聪明。
He says, here's how we're going to build the wall.
他说我们就这样建城。
He says, Eric, where's your house?
他说我弟兄你的家在哪里?
He says, it's over by the water gate.
他说我的家在水门那里。
He says, now, I want you to start by fixing the water gate, and then you start building the wall down toward your friend, Brother Wong, down there at the sheep gate.
他 他说你就从阳阳水门开始慢慢把它修好然后渐渐建到王弟兄的那个阳门那里
And he did that for everybody
他跟每个人都这
样 You know, they had their houses in the wall
你知道他们的家实际上是在这个城墙
里面 But it looked like stalagmites You know, there was a wall here, then there was ruin And then there was a wall here, then there was ruin So it's just like a tooth decay all around the place
你就看见他们那个就是在这个城墙然后城 破口地方 有房子然后又有墙又有破口就像你这个、哦、这个被重铸的牙一样
Now I say Jesus I want to build the wall
我们说主啊我们愿意建这个城墙
Then the Lord tells me well go over there and start by the dung gate on the other side of the city I say what? What's that? It's too far away
但是主说你去在粪门那个地方开始你说、哦、太远了
No start at your own house
他说 不是你在你们自己门前开始
You see your neighbor down there?
你看见你的邻居吗?
Rebuild the wall and he'll come back toward you and you learn how to fellowship together.
当你看见他建了墙然后来靠近你你们就一起来能够彼此交通。
Now Nehemiah did his part.
尼希米也做了他应该做的。
But Nehemiah didn't build the wall.
但是尼希米没有建城墙。
24 families built the walls from the 12 gates going out toward each other.
有24个家庭他们从12个门开始把城墙建立起来。
And can you believe they built that wall in 52 days?
你信不信他们在五十二天之内就把城墙
建？Nobody's done anything like that since Donald Trump.
没有人从比就是建得这么快，像 Donald Trump 以前。
On time, on the budget.
又及时，而且又符合预算。
Of course, Nehemiah saw, even during the building, that there was a great battle.
但尼希米在这个建造的过程中也看见有一个极大的征战。
But he could see in his mind's eye the walls rebuilt and what that would mean to the testimony.
但是他心里面的眼睛可以看见当城墙被建立起来以后就对于见证意味着什么。
You know, all these enemies came to try to stop him.
知道那些仇敌都进前来阻止他。
And he said three things.
他说了三件事。
He says, let's do this. This is a good work.
他说让我们来做这是一个善工
Then a little later on
过了不久
He says this is a large work
他说这是一个大工
Then later on
后来
The enemy said stop
仇敌说你要停下来
I can't stop
他说我不能停下来
This is a noble work
他说这是一项尊贵的工作
He saw that building the walls was so important to the testimony of Zion
他知道建造城墙对于锡安的见证是何等的重要
They built that wall
他们就把这个城墙建立起来。
They had to stand together.
他们一起要站立在一起。
Sometimes they had a trowel in one hand, they had a spear in the other. Can you imagine that?
他们有时候一个手拿着灰板，一个手就拿着这个长矛。
They all worked. They had 12-hour shifts on the wall, off the wall.
他们就在这个城上城下每十二个小时来轮班。
And they got really tired.
他们就觉得非常累。
And he says, "The joy of the Lord's our strength."
然后他们就说。神的喜乐是我们的力量然后他们就突然就来劲了
They almost became like Superman
他们就像超人一样
But it says
在那里说
They had a mind to work
他们就着那个工作有一个心
How did they get that?
他们从哪里得到这样的
Nehemiah
从尼希米那里
He gave them that realization that this was important work
他让他们认识到这是一个重要的工作。
52 days,
52天
they built that wall.
他们把这个城墙建立起来。
Now, brothers,
弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
there's a tremendous need for shepherding.
在这里有一个极大的需要，要需要有牧人。
You know, if our sheep aren't shepherded,
你知道如果我们的羊没有牧养
wolves come in and steal.
狼就进来偷走他们。
Sometimes I go to a fellowship.
有时候我到一个聚会的当中
and I go among the young people,
我在年轻人的当中
and they're so alive,
他们在那里那么活跃
they're studying the Bible,
他们在那里学圣查圣经他们祷告
Now I don't even need to know,
我甚至不需要知道
but somebody in that fellowship is laying down their life for the teenagers.
因为他们中间有一些人为这些青年人
They go over to the house 24/7. They have all kinds of Doritos and snacks and I don't know hummus. I don't know what they have.
他们在不间断的到他们中间，给他们有吃的，有这个吃的喝的。
But they teach the young people how to love the Lord, how to study the Bible.
他们教会这些年轻人怎么爱主，怎么来学圣经。
And then I go other places.
然后我到另外的一些地方。
And it's like they have the young people over here in a leper colony.
他们想好像那些年轻人把他们放到一些带大麻风的一些这个地方去。
They keep them separate because of their disease.
他们把他们分别出来，把他们看作是
The adults don't know what's going on.
因为那些年轻人，年长的不知道，成年人不知道他们在做什么。
My, what's going on?
我说这中间到底是发生了什么
There's a fight out there.
在那里有一个征战。
We need to be a wall standing around.
我们需要成为一个城墙，保护在他们
周围。This house of God needs a city of testimony.
神的殿需要一个见证的城。
Now, where are those willing to lay down their lives for that testimony?
那些愿意为他们舍命来做这个见证的人在哪
？How wonderful when you see the city of God.
当你看见神的城是多么奇妙。
You see the glory of God in the midst.
你看见神的荣耀在当中。
You see the people feasting.
你看见人在那里过节。
You see the children protected.
你看见儿女们他们得到保护。
You see the orderly flow going in and out of gates.
你看见在这个门进来来往往他们那么有秩序。
So the building work isn't done.
所以这个建造的工作还没有结束。
I hope I can come back here in 5 years.
我盼望我还能五年以后再来这里。
And see San Francisco, house of God and city of God.
我们看见旧金山神的家和神的城。
A fullness of God's testimony.
是神见证的完全。
May the Lord help us.
愿意主帮助我们。
See you next year.
我们明年见。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, I think we all have in our mind's eye perhaps somebody that we know has been a faithful shepherd.
主，我们知道在我们心眼中可以看见有一些人能够成为一个忠心的牧人。
They live a life of example before us.
他们在我面前作为我们的榜样。
We know what it means.
我们也知道这意味着什么。
To belong to God.
能够属于神是意味着什么。
Oh Lord, we pray for Zion.
主啊，我们为西安来祈求。
There's big holes in the wall.
在城墙上面有极大的突破口。
The enemy is fighting us mightily.
仇敌极大的来攻击我们。
We want to take the joy of the Lord.
我们愿意来接受神从神而来的喜乐。
Stand together with men of authority.
我们与有属灵权柄的人站在一起。
And see your city built.
我们看见你的城被建造。
You want a house?
你愿意喜悦一座殿。
You want a city?
你也愿意有一座城。
You want a kingdom?
你也愿意有一个国。
We are your servants.
我们是你的仆人。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.